Okay, our topic today is a somewhat narrow topic. The topic of the view of Yehuda ben Maaseira against Rabbi Yehoshua concerning a carbon Pesach that was shechted shelo lishma, possibly lishma also, we'll see, but at least a carbon Pesach that shechted shelo lishma on the morning of Erev Pesach. So the Gemara gives two different comparisons for the two different opinions, that the view of Rabbi Yehoshua is that this is kosher. Why is it kosher? Even though normally a Karban Pesach that is shlo lishma is no good. So the answer basically is because it's not bismano. So if it's not bismano, then it's not considered to be a Karban Pesach. It's considered to be a shlamim, essentially. So that's the view of Rabbi Yehoshua. While Ben Maaseira's position is that, no, we see it as if it is already in the afternoon. Already is in the time of the Karban Pesach. And at least for that purpose, it is considered to be bismano, so it's a Pesach bismano that is shelo lishma, and therefore it is no good. And the Gemara ends up with the statement trying to refine the position of Ben Maaseira, that since it's roi b'miksas, since part of that day, if you're assuming that's how we translate it, although I will see a little bit also, since part of that day is kosher, so therefore it is already in the zone. Despite the fact, maybe partially despite the fact, that we generally can't shecht the Karban Pesach in the morning because of the isser of being shochet ala chametz. So before the zman of bir chametz, even if one doesn't happen to have any chametz, but before the zman of bir chametz, so we're still subject to the prohibition, it would seem, of shechita ala chametz. And nonetheless, here you have the split position that it's kosher enough, it's roi enough, that there is the possibility of disqualifying it. It's good luck to be just good enough to be bad. It's roi enough that it could be disqualified as a shelo lishma. So that is the machlokas. And just to also note some of the background to this machlokas, because it also affects the way some explain what's going on, it's a pretty complex discussion, is a discussion in the Gemara in Yuman, Daf Samch Gimel Amud Aleph, which seems to also be a machlokas rishonim of its own right, the question of whether Pesach needs Akira. That the idea that a Pesach under the wrong circumstances will turn into a shlamim, so does that mean that it turns into a shlamim just by virtue of its circumstances? Or no, is it that the Bailim have to be actively oker it and convert it over to a shlamim? And if they fail to do that, or they don't do that, so then it is a Pesach, and a Pesach that is disqualified for the issues that it has. So that's a machlokas in the Gemara, and it seems to be a machlokas in the Rishonim also, that it sounds like from the Rambam in Psul HaMikdashin in Tesvav Yir Aleph, which will be the halacha that we'll come back to a few times today. This is the major source for the Rambam discussing these concepts. That it sounds like from the Rambam that you do need Akira in order to switch its status. While Tosfos Samshachim Adav Samach Dalet Amud Aleph has the view of the other way, that it doesn't need Akira. So that machlokas is significant, because trying to understand some of the differences and the nuances in the position of our Gemara here in Zvachim, some of the suggestions are that they are differing on whether there's always a need for Akira, there's ever a need for Akira, is Pesach, Erev Pesach morning different as far as the standard? So that becomes important background as well. So how do we paskin, so to speak, on this issue of Yehuda ben Maaseira and Yehoshua? So what is the status of Karban Pesach that is shechted in the morning of Erev Pesach? whether lishma or not lishma, but let's start with shalom lishma. So that Rambam, that same Rambam, in Psuli HaMikdash and Tezvav Yud Aleph, so he adopts the view of Rambam Seira, that his language there is that the Korban Pesach, that is shechted a Pesach shchato machshava shine Hashem, bein shine lishmo, l'shem zevach acher, bein shine l'shem chulin, Pasul Shanamar Vyamartim Savach Pasach Lashem. The Pasuk in last week's Parsha, we were almost Parsha aligned. We discussed that at length when we talked about the whole issue of Pesach Shul Lishma, the Rambam's understanding, which may be based on Yerushalmi, that Pasuk is the source for the specific, more intense requirement of Lishma that we find for Korban Pesach. And then he goes on to say, "B'med dvar mamurim sheshchata b'zmano shehu yom yudalid b'nisan afilo shachto b'shacharis machshev shine Hashem pasul." So here he's taking the view of Ben Beseira that even the shchita in the morning would be subject to this Pesach disqualification. The Ravid appears to disagree, as is often the case. His language is very terse. But it sounds like he's disagreeing because he notes there that that's Ben Beseira's opinion and Rabbi Yeshua took a different view. And that is also that view of disagreeing with the Rambam is the position of Tosfos here on Daf Yud Aleph from Beis Nizvachim. That Tosfos assumes that we don't follow Ben Beseira, and the thrust of his position is that we don't find that any other Tana is Machshir Pesach Shacharis except for this. That's the language of Tosfos. So therefore, Tosfos seems to assume that the other view is correct, that there is no validity to a Korban Pesach before the middle of the day. And because it's not valid, that's why it's good, that's why it's not subject to the disqualification of Shelo Lishma. So is Tosfos' point compelling? So why does the Rambam not assume like that? So the Kesef Mishnah writes on the Rambam that he noted that they need to deal with the opinion of Ben Beseira, the Shaklu V'Torah Maroi Alibay, that they work off the premise that his position is the one that needs to be debated and refined. So it sounds like that seems to be the dominant position. Just parenthetically, it's an interesting question, the halacha, how much that's true, that sometimes positions that are more interesting for whatever reason end up getting a lot of discussion whether or not they are the dominant halacha. I remember in my early years in yeshiva once being surprised in a conversation with Rav Shechter because I was working off the premise of a summa being pater for mitzvos, the view of Rabbi Yehuda, and he then responded how that's not the halacha. And part of what surprised me is because it's such an extensive literature in the Achronim trying to clarify and refine that shita, it gets hard to believe that it's not the accepted position. But sometimes the position is just more noteworthy for whatever reason and attracts a lot of analysis, but isn't necessarily the dominant position of the halacha. But this is what the Kesef Mishnah assumes here, that the debate surrounding the position of Ben Beseira, so therefore that's the Rambam took it as the correct position. There's also a discussion about this, a sefer called Tiferes Aryeh. It was written by Rav Moshe Aryeh Storch. And he thought that was compelling to the Rambam's position to be based on that. And he notes that there are other reasons why the Rambam could have been influenced in this direction, that Rebbe also holds like this, and the halacha is like Rebbe Mechavero. That's already in the sefer Berachas HaZevach. The great brand put that Berachas HaZevach on the Makaros, so you've seen that. So that's also a reason to accept that. And he also notes over there that there are other indications that Ben Beseira is not a Das Yachid, against the view of Tosfos. Tosfos' assumption that he's a Das Yachid, so you could bring Raya's. He has a whole analysis of the Sugya and Daf Ches Amud Beis about Pesach Bezmano Lishmo Kasher Shlo Lishmo Apostle Mishari Maisa Shana Lishmo Apostle Shlo Lishmo Kasher. The Tosfos over there discussing exactly how to understand that Gemara, he thought that was indication from there that Ben Beseira's position is not as much of an outlier as it seems, and there were others who agreed too, and that could also be the basis for the Rambam's position. Also, as he notes, the Rambam discusses this in his Perish Mishnah, it's over here on this Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph from the Beis. And the Rambam has a language there that we already know that the Torah says about Pesach Ben Harbayim. And we're also told that a Pesach that is shechted below Zmano Shlo Lishmo is still kosher. And here we find that despite those limitations, we still have this possibility of disqualifying it even in the morning. And he expresses his support there for the view of Ben Becerra in the Perush HaMishnayis as well. So the question of how to understand this svara of Ho'ol Miksasu Roy, what exactly does that mean? And how should that explain anything? So a number of Achronim take up this issue. And among them, the writings of the Briskerav, the Griz, so he notes that this disqualification that will come, keep going back and forth, but they're the good parts of the bad parts. So because it is somewhat Roy, so therefore it's subject to being disqualified. So the Briskerav thought that that wasn't because of the psul of Shalol Lishma. So because since there is not yet the mitzvah of Hakravas HaPesach, so you can't have the applicability of the idea of Shalol Lishma. But rather, this goes back to the idea of Pesach Shalom Bizmano below Akira. So that whole question of whether you need Akira or not, so this should be in that category. And just like it, when if it was the 13th day, and it was Shechta L'Shem Pesach, so then it would have its own problem because of the issue of Shina Kosov Akev. So here, Ben Becerra holds that on the 14th, so even already by Shacharis, so now Akira is not going to work in order to convert it to something else, even if you have a Beferish Machshava L'Shem Shlamin. And therefore, what's the nature of the psul? The psul is not the din of Shalol Lishma, but the psul is the din of Pesach Shalol Bizmano Lishmo. And that has a number of nafkaminas. Among them, the Isser of Lo Yechashev. So the question of when that Isser, I don't know how much you got into that sugya, but the relationship of that Isser to the disqualifications of a korban. So if the disqualification is not coming from a bad machshava, but is coming from the fact that it is a Pesach that doesn't follow the rules, so then the Isser of Lo Yechashev wouldn't apply to this. Other Achronim explain this a little differently. And, for example, there's a number of Sfarim that talk about this in a similar fashion, but one place to look at is a Sefer called Ar HaChama that talks about it. So he raising this issue, so what exactly are we trying to say that because it'll be Roy in the afternoon, so we should now already consider it to be as Zman Shechita? Wouldn't we already say that Lamaisa, it's going to be possible if you shecht it now because of the Isser of Shechita al HaChametz? So it could be that since the whole psul of a Pesach Shelo Lishma is learned from the Pasuk of Pesachu, and the drasha that comes from that is to say that it is a Pesach only and should not be joined with a Shlamim, so therefore only in its time when it's already brought to L'Shem Pesach, and there's a mitzvah to shecht to L'Shem Pesach, would that be true? But when it's not in its time, that it's not yet established B'Shem Pesach, so that it would have been kosher at a time when it would have been kosher of shechted for Shlamim, so then it doesn't get impacted by what the Pasuk says of Pesachu. That when we come to fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach, so that it should be specifically separated from all the other korbanos. That's the impact of that pasuk of Pesachu. So only when the Pesach reaches its state of Pesach Levado, that it has to only be the Pesach and nothing else, so then it has to be L'Shem that alone. So therefore, maybe that time already is established in Shacharis, the time of Shacharis. Why? Because since in that day, you will reach that point of this shame that it has to be exclusively Pesach. So maybe that's its kviyas. And since that's a tzvara, that but all the korbanos, their nature is established by the time frame like we find by the Moadim and by Shabbos, and how all the various Korbanos are labeled and associated based on their time. And we never find that there are divisions based on hours, and we don't find shows by Korbanos. So therefore, it makes sense that the Koveya of the day is the whole day. And even though we have a problem that we can't shecht it before Bein Harbayim, but that still is its own din. But the fact that it doesn't take on the taruvus of another korban, so that's already established in the morning, and therefore this din of Pesachu will be affected for that purpose. Hi.
Hi. Doesn't the korban tumid have division based on hours? So wouldn't we say, like, my wife should not be a sara?
So you mean in terms of the fact that we have two a day?
The fact that we have two a day and they have specific hours that also are Koveya then. So how can we say that? Since there's no division by hours, since you reached the 14th, so it must be this month now.
Does that mean that its identity is established by the hours, or it has a similar framework to this, that there's a din of when to be makrivit, but its identity is connected to a day, and that day isn't divided up by hours? So like here, the Pesach is defined by the Chag HaPesach, Erev Pesach, and days are generally not broken up within themselves. So its identity comes from the day, just like the Korban Musaf that he's talking about are identified by the Shabbos or Yontif. And even if there is a limitation as to when to bring it, but that's the din in the Hakrava. But the identity still comes from a day that's not broken up by hours. It's a subtle point, but it's a subtle issue. Like, there's no way to explain his opinion without some kind of a subtle needle threading along these lines, because the whole nature of the position is itself a needle threading. So he notes here, the Orach HaMah, that this could also explain what the Brisker Rav had asked about the Rambam, that the Rambam establishes the psul of this Korban Pesach based on Shune Kodesh, and he calls it Shune Hashem. So based on this, if we see that the Zman is called through the name of Pesach, so therefore it only gets that, doesn't get that status to Korban Shlomim, and therefore there is an inherent problem in terms of calling it that, and that's where you get the Shinoi Kodesh as the factor that the Rambam is highlighting. There are other approaches that you also find in many Sfarim, just again to give one representative, in the Sefer Nesiva Sarkodesh. So he focuses on trying to understand Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, because as difficult as Ben Becerra's opinion is, at least the Gemara tells you something about it. Tells you about this idea of Miktsas Roy. But how do you understand Rabbi Yeshua's opinion? So he clearly doesn't accept the idea of Miktsas Roy, but why not? So he thought that Ben Becerra's position is driven by the notion of Ein Mechuzer Zman Lebo Bayom, that anything that's going to become valid that day, so similar to the Shaul's distinction, that we don't make a emphasis, we don't cause a problem from the lack of time that is going to be fulfilled in that day, Bo Biyom. And that's the same reason that it would be called Roy LePesach Shachris and Shem Pesach Alav. And that there are many other examples in Shas of this idea, just to give one, to the Gemara in Menachos Daf Hei Mem Aleph, that Minchas HaOmer is called Mimashki Yisrael, meaning the Korbanos have this rule that they have to be kosher. So Chodesh is kosher because it's going to be kosher that day. So since it's going to become mutter on that day, so then we don't call that deficiency a chisaron in mechutz zman lebo bayom. But also what is reflected in that idea of a mechutz zman lebo bayom is that the issue is not an issue in the korban itself, that it's just an issue of time. The korban is fine and you're waiting for the time to come, and therefore when it's only a matter of that day, so then that's not considered to be a issue of chisaron zman. So what's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion? So Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. So he thinks that, yeah, that's true in general. We say ein mechutz zman lebo bayom. But when it comes to Pesach, Pesach is different, because when it comes to that Pesach, it's actually not fully imbued with its Kedushas Pesach until it is offerable, which is probably similar to the Svara we noted in that first Pesach Shol L'Shma Shir about how Pesach as a Korban is more tied into its identity and its purpose than other Korbanos. So the Etzema Pesach is not Niskadesh until after Chatzos. And the Ravid and others who are paskening like this, so he's working off this assumption that before Chatzos, it's going to be kosher as a shlamim. And therefore, the whole notion of Nira v'nidcha, that it would be kosher but then disqualified in the middle, as the Gemara brings up, is not going to apply. While the view of Ben Becerra disagreeing, he seems to be following the view of the Rambam that that issue is not going to be relevant here anyway, because assuming that Ein Bali Chayim Nidochim. So we'll also just take note of the fact that there is a significant machlokas here about what exactly, when the Gemara says that Ben Becerra is machshir the korban, again, machshir for bad purposes, but potentially machshir it by the morning already. So is that a din l'chadchila, or is that only true b'diavet? So Tosfos in Psachim, on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, if you had a chance to see it, that was on the Makaris list also. They hold that Ben Becerra only is machshir b'diavet, but l'chadchila, it's asur mishum chametz. But Rambam, in the end of Elo Ovrim, and in the third parak of Psachim, and also the Ran over there, so they understand from the Yerushalmi that Ben Becerra's position is to be mater even the chachila, and that tied together with that is that Ben Becerra's position is that chametz is already usher from the beginning of the day. So not like we assume that there is a heter chametz until later, and therefore whether or not you have chametz will be subject to a issue of shechitas al chametz. But Ben Becerra's position would have to also then follow that chametz is also ready from the beginning of the day. So that Yerushalmi that's referring to is the beginning of Arvei Pesachim. That's where the sugya is more of a well-known sugya, where it's actually part of the sugya that is used as a mucker for the concept of Tainus Bechorim. And it talks about what can and can't be eaten on Erev Pesach. So there the Gemara has the comparison, Yerushalmi has the comparison, well-known comparison also, that Halacha Matzah Erev Pesach, Kibar Usoso B'Leis Chamav. And that is subject to Malkus. And there are quotes from Misera, who says that whether it's Chametz or Matzah, there is an Isser. So there he's assuming from the beginning of the day, there's an Isser of Matzah all day, because that's like Bola or Sosa based Chamov. And there's also an Isser of Chametz all day. So that seems to then follow that his position is a Fila Chachila. There is a Isser of... there is a viability, essentially, to the Karn Pesach all day, because there's an Isser Chametz, and therefore there is no Isser of Shechita al HaChametz. So everything is gives one hand, takes away the other hand. Whatever is good is a reason for bad, whatever is bad is a reason for good. So if there's an Isser Chametz, then that takes away the problem of Shechita al HaChametz. So the Rashash over there notes that there seems to be a tension between that Yerushalmi and the view of that Tosfos, and the Sefer Stei Sofim. So he notes that it could be that even according to Reb Seira, the Isser Chametz at Shachris is only Midrabanan, and that maybe in the Torah it is Mutter, because he writes there that it's hard to believe that Reb Seira argues and all these other Tanoim that assume differently. And they say for Yalas HaShachar, so that's the Torah of Aaron Leib Steinman. So he notes that Ben Becerra's position creates a technical question, first of all, of how do you define Derech Chachoka according to him? So according to us, if we say that the Shechitas Pesach is at Chatzos, so then the Shir of Derech Chachoka is calculating how long you have to get there from the beginning of the day, as the Gemara in Pesachim and Tzadi Gimel and Beis discusses, to get there by Chatzos. But according to Ben Becerra, that it's already kosher from the beginning of the day, so then how do you assess where Derech HaChokah is? And it doesn't make sense to say that you should start assessing that based on the 13th, because it doesn't have any shaychis yet to HaKrovus HaPesach. So that's a question that he leaves open. He also discusses further over there that according to Tosus, we also have to figure out, so why do we connect the issue of Zman Pesach to Lo Sishcha Tal Chametz? That either way, if the Torah is revealing to us that a time when Chametz is Mutter, that's not a time of Shechitas HaPesach, so then it should be that even B'dieved there is a psul, because then there's not the Zman Shechita. It's fundamentally not good. But if we say that B'dieved, the Shechita is kosher, so then it means it is a Zman Shechita. So then, if it is a Zman of Shechita, so then what's the basis of the Isser to Shecht? So Tosus isn't talking necessarily about somebody who actually has Chametz, he's talking about the Zman of Chametz. So then, if we're saying that it's fundamentally a Zman of Shechita, so then just the possibility of Chametz shouldn't necessarily rule it out. So for that reason also, he finds that Tosus difficult, and he's not sure how to answer that. So that's a problem that's inherent in Tosus. So we'll just also go, and we're going to have to close in a second, but the Rambam's position over there, that in Halacha Beis, that a Pesach that was Shechta Lishmo on the 14th, before Chatzos, is possible because it's not its man, and Avra Shnoso V'Nishchap Bezman L'Shem Pesach, and also a shochet shar zvachim l'shem Pesach fil shachna achetzos reiluk shem. That's all kosher and lo alu l'bayim l'shem chova. So that essentially takes on the din of a different korban. So that we need to understand, because the Rambam seems to switch from saying that first the Rambam says that the 14th before achetzos is the zmano, and like the view of Ben Becerra that he seems to be adopting, and then he uses the language of calling it eno zmano. So, what is that? What's going on over there? And how does that reflect on this whole story? So here again, Achronim have a common approach. There's one place to look, so say for Tiferes Aryeh, it talks about this, where he says that there are two dinim in the korban. One is the Zman HaKorban, and that is the 14th. And the other is the Zman Shechita, and that's after Chatzos. And again, this is consistent with what we said before. It's just saying this to respond specifically to this fluctuation in the Rambam's language. And he's saying that that is the understanding of Miksas Oroi. What does he mean when he says Miksas Oroi? So just, it's a little bit of a flip on the translation, that Miksas Oroi, you probably would have thought, means that part of the day is good and part of the day isn't good. So it could also be understood to mean that it is itself a mixture, that it's the Zman HaKarban, but it's not the Zman of the Shechita, meaning that it is half good right now. And he goes on to note, and this, again, we were almost aligned in the Parsha, last week's Parsha, he said this is all Merumas in the Pasuk, in Shmos, in Yud Bei Zvav. It says, V'hayu lechem l'bishmeres, to the 14th, Yom HaChodesh Hazeh. So that means that's the Zman of the Korban on the 14th. Pasuk is identifying that day of the 14th as the Zman of the Korban. But then the rest of the Pasuk, V'shachtu also called Kadas Yisrael Bein Harbayim, is that the time of the Shechita has to be Bein Harbayim. So the Pasuk itself could be read to identify two different components here. That there is the Zman of the Korban, that is the 14th, and there's also the time of the Shechita, and that's more limited, and the potential for that split is already indicated in the Pasuk itself, and again, perhaps if you read it that way, so that's further support for the Rambam, and understanding why he would adopt that view as the Psak. Okay, so I think we'll have to stop there, but I think that pretty much addresses most of the major issues in terms of understanding what exactly is at stake, what is driving these different positions, and also how to explain both views, but the more attention clearly given to Ben Becerra's position, also maybe that the reason why the Rambam adopting it, but perhaps those are some perspectives. All right, so we'll stop there, and I wish you a wonderful break. You should accomplish good things, and I look forward to seeing you soon.